What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey! Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are taping our show on the deck, that's right, the outside deck of the MSC Seaside. We are at Port in the Bahamas, Rob Spiewak.
Live from Nassau, and Mike, I just got this text. It's really great news. Your drink from dinner last night will be ready in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Would you like another gray prime rib with it?
You know, as the show starts, it's weird. This is a personality disorder that I'm suddenly, as you're talking about last night, I am suddenly burdened with an overwhelming desire to share.
You must preach.
Because our listeners know everything that happens to me.
Yeah.
And
the walls are thin and the boat is small.
All right, here we go. Yeah. I have to share this. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed, but I'm really
you
not.
Mustn't.
It's like
we're
all friends.
Isn't he among friends?
Let me just say that, first of all, we are recording this show, which hopefully all things go according to plan. We'll be heard by everybody on Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com and wherever you get your podcasts. So as many people will know, that 1 week ago this weekend,
yes,
I had a bit of a...
little scare,
and was in a
hospital
for 3 nights.
You were bleeding to death.
All right, you don't have to jump right in.
All right.
So, to make a long story short, went in. Yeah, it was a little diverticulitis related.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go into the details.
It was a thing.
With all these eyes on me, I like it when I'm just in my own room.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bleeding from the ass. They put me in the hospital.
He had to go to the hospital.
And then the guy came out and said, you don't have diverticulitis. You have what's called, this is so gross, a diverticular bleed. Thank you. Yeah, you can applaud that. Yeah. And so they said, it's really not, I said, I don't have any pain. Well, yeah, that's because it's that. And it's not infection or anything like that.
The whole shooting match.
So they let me out. They let me out Monday morning. I get out Monday morning, do the show, tape the show Monday afternoon. That's how I roll, baby. That's right. Got to play the game.
We did have to put a towel down, but he did the show.
There he goes. And so the week goes on, and it's better. And I frankly feel normal, the same, excited, having a great time. So much so, one of the things on discharge, on paper, don't have it with me, but I could show you right here.
Right.
Big letters, no alcohol. Now,
you know what? It's funny because my doctor gave me a similar note some time ago.
as folks that were here last night for our opening cocktail party on board the MSC Seaside, and what a great cruise ship this is.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful. Hats off to John and the staff over there at the bar of the Haven Lounge. Yes, you can wave. You can wave, guys. Yeah, there they go. Oh, they're busy. They work them to death
and
here.
Isn't
Hi, guys.
It great
how are you? Thank you for everything.
When the cruise ship goes all out for Christmas.
It's really exciting.
I've seen an undecorated tree.
So I'm feeling beyond really good. I'm feeling great because...
Ebullient.
It's just, you know, when you come out of something, you're kind of dealing with that euphoria, and that's the way that goes. So I'm excited. I'm very excited, so much so that I say, the you know, the devil on the shoulder. You've got the angel, like Animal House. It's like, don't do that. You might be in trouble again. Go ahead. Have a cocktail. You're among friends. Don't do it. Don't have a cocktail. You might be really feeling bad again. Go ahead. How often are you going to be on a cruise, you dear listeners, you asshole?
By the way, that should be Animal House should be canceled. That bit with the devil and the angel is not okay.
Well, not under the circumstances.
Well,
it was like underage sex.
Yeah, and well, also she was passed out.
Yes.
So give her some space.
Well, I'm just taking the reference.
I understand. I'm just
devil,
letting
but
you know.
But I agree. The scene
it.
Itself, you
yeah.
know.
Evil.
I mean, I'm 66, so I go back in the day where that stuff didn't bother people.
I'm not going to quote exactly what the devil said in the movie because this is a broadcast.
Go ahead.
Fucker. Fucker. Right. Fucker.
No. What is wrong with you? So the devil won last night. And it was vodka tonic, vodka soda. And good and bad. By the time we got to what we did last night, we pooled the resources, like
yes.
The resources.
Oh, you know, before we don't we have a drink waiting for us, our bartender?
What?
We have a bartender with our drink.
Oh.
For the show.
No, you did he walk in already?
No, I'm just.
The cue is dummy. Is that when he walks in, we do that?
Oh, okay.
We're not going to interrupt our shtick.
All right.
Still talking about my blood here.
I understand.
Okay?
All right.
I did go over that with you, Rob.
Thank you, Josh.
I mentioned that.
Hey, everybody, that's Josh. He's here to make sure we don't have too much fun.
Josh is back at the sound booth. Oh, there you are. Hi. Okay.
No.
You mentioned it to him?
I believe so, yes. We talked about
the layout and what we're going to do, because it's really not all the stage show as much as a taping of a podcast, which we said it was going to be. So getting back to the original deal here is by the time we did the group slot machine pool, and thanks to our wonderful listeners, we had a total of $2,600.
Amazing.
That's what they were cheering. That's what they were doing.
We owned the casino for a while.
And now
great.
That we've got a live audience, I don't get to do this when we're doing the regular show. Show of hands, how many of you were at least vaguely aware that I'd had something to drink when I was at the slot machine?
Mike, I would call that
the whole room
a plurality.
Yeah, I was pretty loaded when we got to the slot machine. I was having an absolute blast. We want to thank Sharon Bailey, and Reese for putting that together. You know when I knew when we were a snake bit at the slot machines, when Reese came up to me and said, "I just won $800," and I knew, get the bone, get the giant big bone out, because we were boned at that moment.
It's like, Jesus, Reese, leave us a slice.
But full responsibility, I picked the machine. Reese didn't want to pick that machine. Reese wanted to pick a link. You wanted to pick a link machine, right? And I picked the one that was kind of just a nasty ass machine.
It was a super terrific happy machine.
Happy machine.
Yes.
But I'm going to end the whole discussion of the illness factor, but I have discovered that if you are in that situation and recently, like days out of it, alcohol is kind of a trigger.
Yeah, you have to build up a tolerance.
So
I really do.
So no more alcohol for me, but I am here to report that I'm 100% again.
Attaboy.
Comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes, it goes. And as I told my son, I have not been on a cruise ship since, I think it was shortly before the Civil War.
Yes.
And it was... You were on
the Lusitania, weren't you?
No, one of my wives and I were on... My first wife...
I've never met her, so
I forgot her name.
Can't comment.
We were on the Norway. Anybody know that ship, the SS Norway? And that's when I got into the whole thing of lines for this and lines for that. And so
it's lucky
here
there are
are
no lines on this boat.
This is a 4-day, 3-night cruise to the Bahamas. We are in port at Nassau in the Bahamas right now. And I think it's more modern and incredible what they put on these ships now. I'm stunned at how much
the
they have.
The stuff they have on here is stuff I would make up as a joke. It's like, hey, I'm on a cruise ship. Who wants to go bowling? Oh, yeah, they've got a bowling alley. You want to shoot pool? Yeah, they got a billiards room. I mean, they have everything.
A full, and I asked the guy, I said, is it a full-length bowling alley? He said, it's an actual legitimate, because those arcades they built, where their greed and
Lucky
need
strike.
To just economize space, they don't give you a legitimate alley. And I don't want to bowl. I don't want to bowl on a non-legitimate bowling alley.
That's right. Come
Gentlemen.
On. There have been white trash people.
I love having an audience. I really do.
There have been white trash people championing bowling for years.
I love bowling.
Don't diminish it.
We bowled for the show back on the Don and Mike show.
That's right.
I love bowling is a blast. But Carl and I were in a league bowling, and it's fantastic. But what I'm not used to is the absolute size, the scope of what they can put in the water. It is snow. We are actually, 15 floors? Of solid rooms?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, that's not the top floor. I mean, it is crazy.
It absolutely 19 floors. Oh, that's right, because the glitterati is up high.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? You too?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to bust your balls. You donate to my show. I wish there was a higher floor for you.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about that, boys.
Dirk, would you like to drive the boat?
So, Michael and I make our way across Alligator Alley over from beautiful, scenic Fort Myers, Florida. Anybody here from Fort Myers tonight?
Show of applause.
Not a soul. That's all right. And Josh came down from St. Augustine, Florida, all the way down here. Rob flew in from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and there are people from all over the United States here with us today, and we're excited about that. And we finally arrive, and for those of you that may have driven like Josh and I did, 95, the superhighway of 95. I am telling you, I don't know if I have ever, and I've driven through Miami multiple times, but it was, Josh, you almost didn't make the show, right?
45 minutes before the doors closed.
45 minutes. And when I had talked to Josh when we were driving,
and you thought the last guy was bad.
Oh, you get him in front of a crowd, and he becomes a shock jock, Mr. Man. Get him in front of people, he'll insult anybody. No, that's not fair.
It's also not true.
Absolutely. Screw him. Anyway, we are, Josh says 1 o'clock, and I hit an hour and a half of traffic in the Miami metro, getting to the port of Miami, and it was stunningly horrible. And we walk in, and once again, scope, magnitude, size.
Yes.
The size of the MSC terminal resembles an airport, a full-sized airport.
Absolutely.
As you walk in, and we finally get through all the little bells and whistles that you have to do to come
in. Give your bags, the whole deal.
Yes, and I like the fact that your timer says Carrie Spiewak's coming.
Oh, that's great. My wife's coming. I haven't heard that in years.
So,
but also don't be rough because, you know, she's just gotten up. So be gentle.
So, I mean, it's a big place and there are people pouring in that are going on their fabulous three-night, four-day cruise. And I hear, hello. And I look over and I see Rob. And of course, I react the way I always do.
No, you were really nice. You were really nice.
And you were sitting like on a chair around a pole or something.
What they have, anyone familiar with Legos? This is like Lego chairs that they put around, but they didn't have enough to go around the post. So it was like the letter C. And it was so comfortable that Carrie and I were both sitting there waiting.
And I didn't know why you were, you know, obviously you didn't know when I was coming in, so you weren't waiting for me.
You saw us right in the middle of it.
How soon had you gotten to the little port terminal area when you, how long were you there?
We got to the port at 11:20.
And we walked in at?
About 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the original plan.
Why were you, I'll turn it over to Rob because.
The original plan.
I wrote down, Rob is a dunderhead. And
my marriage nearly ended yesterday, and allow me to explain why.
Rob was excited.
I would love to, before I tell this story, say that someone else was at least partially at fault, and it's not all on my shoulders. I cannot say that because I am an idiot. We were supposed to be here.
I concur.
Thank you, Mike. And it was a weird morning because my stepmom, Kathy, and my dad. And by the way, thank you, everyone who asked about my dad. He's doing great. Got to see him.
Is your dad sick?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
With child.
Go ahead.
And so we were able to sort of.
I'm such an a-hole. I am. Go ahead.
You're fine.
Go ahead.
So we were able to sort of swap visiting with my dad, but in order to make that work, it required a very early Friday morning. So I got up, and Carrie and I did what we needed to do and got to the hospital and stayed there for a couple hours and then took the 40-minute drive to the terminal that turned out to be an hour 30.
Yeah, it was something. I couldn't believe it. It was hard to believe that it was that bad at that particular time, middle of the day.
But as I was watching us get closer to the terminal, I realized that because of great time management, we weren't going to be that late. So I closed my eyes to rest a little bit before we got out of the Uber. And I remember my phone fell off my leg because I had it on my leg, right? It was just resting there. And I was buckled in and I said, you know what? I'll get it later. So we get to the port, we jump out, we get our bags, give our bags to the guys. I'm pretty sure they work with the boat, and so they take my bags. And I want to check something. Hey, there's my wife, Carrie.
Thanks for waking up.
I have to apologize, Carrie. We started late, so you're going to have to listen to most of the whole show.
Yay.
And I went to check something, and of course, cargo shorts, because that is my.
Yeah, dude. you've lost a tremendous amount of weight, too. People don't talk about that. Cargo shorts.
Yeah.
And you're wearing the same pants you wore in Las Vegas with the studs.
But
on.
Mike, I've worn
that
them
was like an Elvis costume.
I've only worn twice these pants. Twice I've worn them.
Are they your show pants?
They are show pants indeed.
All right.
They are Elvis styled show pants.
Why do you wear cargo shorts now? Stand up. Go ahead. They want you to stand up. There he is. Boom, boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, boom, ba-doom. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Hey, I'm over here now.
That is who threw up in their mouth. All right.
Do you want to see Mike walk?
No, I don't. I don't do that, Linda.
I see the Corolla getting smaller in the distance, I reach for my phone and I find my wallet.
Your Uber was a Corolla?
Yeah.
How is that?
Great.
All right.
We didn't go for the Uber Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I said, my phone must be in one of these other 9 pockets, and it wasn't. And then I remembered it fell off my lap, and it was in the car, and the car was gone. And I said, Carrie, I don't have my phone. And her eyes went to 1/3 their normal size because she looked at me like, oh, this is not the way to start this. And there's no way for me to help because I don't have my phone. So she's gone into triple Rob's an idiot mode. And she immediately, brilliant, calls the cab driver or the Uber driver. And have you ever gotten it when you dial and it goes, da 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 da? This phone is not in service right now.
That sounds like somebody's stolen it or is like, right?
Well, it
taking
means
it
that
away.
It's turned off or he's not taking incoming calls.
Okay.
And so we keep calling every time. Da-da-da-da. And so we text him 1,000 times. We call him 1,000 times. We call Robert, and he's at home, and he says, Dad needs to lock his phone and set a stop thing out. And so he walks us through that. So he actually locks the phone, and it makes a weird whoop, 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 so someone can find it. And I don't know what's going on because I'm not in the Corolla anymore. So finally, the whoop, whoop, whoop goes off, and Carrie's phone rings. And it's fantastic because we're one step closer.
Yep.
And what's that?
I said, listening.
And then we pick up the phone, and it's our driver. And his name, amazingly, was Jose, and he doesn't speak English. But he had a passenger who spoke both Spanish and English and handed
him
translator.
The phone.
Yeah, and so we're translating back and forth, and he says that he has to drop this other passenger off, and then he'll come to us 2 hours tops, which would be about 250.
And did you get that before you saw me? Did you get that update?
We had just gotten it when we saw you.
Okay.
And so we're going through all this, and so Robert helps me to do where this guy can help out. And so Carrie's talking to this guy, and she says, oh, yeah, 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 he needs to unlock your phone. What's your PIN? I tell her. And he says, and then this, 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 and you have that password. Put that in. Da-da-da. And at that moment, as the words are coming out of my mouth, I say, hey, there's a guy I never met about 80 miles away with my iPhone. Threw this up.
Okay. All right.
So he says everything is fine, and then we sit and we wait. And then we figure out we can track him on Uber. And he seems to be getting further away from the terminal. But because the internet is job one at the terminal, sometimes the car would stay still, and then you blink, and it'd be like 20 miles ahead.
I get it.
Yeah. He made it in time. We watched him pull up. And did you all come up that big squeaky turnaround where you get dropped off?
Yeah, yeah.
Before he hit the, I saw the Corolla window go down and my phone come out.
Oh, yay. People are honest after all.
And the driver pulled
up. People are honest after all.
Handed me my phone. And I looked at him and I said, bueno, bueno, bueno. Gracias.
Well,
and he asked for my phone back after that.
What about a tip? Did you tip him?
Oh, yeah. We added lots of money to his tip. So.
I have to say that since I am going alcohol-free during the show.
Doesn't it suck?
Well, it's a long night. We're taping this at approximately 2 o'clock Eastern time, 2:30, 3 o'clock Eastern time. But my Diet Coke is empty. No, Joel, there's no need. I believe we have a bartender here that is actually a roving bartender that is supposedly.
He works many decks.
What's that?
He works many decks.
Works many decks.
One moment, he missed the cue. He'll be here in a second.
Well, he is a roving
bartender. He missed your cue.
We have gotten empty on our drinks here on the stage.
Sure am thirsty.
And we're waiting for... All right. You know what? Honest to God. Yeah.
It's not her.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a land shark. It is officially a land shark. And a goose shark as well. This is a very elusive shark species, the goose shark. I don't know the medical name for the goose shark, but the larger shark is named Squalus ceratosus. No, Squalus ceratosus.
Beautiful.
That's what it is. Sit down, shark.
Yeah.
Have a seat. You get to sit with us. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Herndon, Virginia, Mr. Jimmy Cerrito, my best pal and a wonderful human being. And a man who is a tradition at every live event we do. It is wonderful to have you here, sir.
I believe welcome. His first appearance in the reading glasses.
This is as we all turn slowly to dust. What's your prescription?
I can't see far away anymore.
Is that a prescription?
And I also
a glass,
can't see
or
up close.
Are they readers?
No, these are not readers. This is so I can see all of you people out there.
Do you have an astigmatism?
It doesn't help me with my speech.
I
can't see here or there.
What time did you go to bed last night? I know that Jimmy was coming to our cocktail show.
Yes.
Jimmy is with his buddy on the
Will?
Ritz deck,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Up above. And,
Yacht Club.
And... Jimmy, after we dined, my son and I were too tired to go. You attended the Queen tribute show?
I did.
No, I did. Some of you see it?
Did I?
You know what?
I did go to Queen, yes.
I didn't go, but I knew. I don't think you can do it, right? You can't even attempt to do it unless you're a great band. Did you? What do you give the Queen show?
It was a track, and there was four lead singers.
Oh.
And then a bunch of really amazing dancers.
Can I stop you just for a sec?
Well, one guy didn't dance along.
Being a Floridian.
One guy was on his own.
Where that form of entertainment was invented.
Yeah.
Rob and I both looked at each other and said, oh, no instruments.
So you know what it was? This is karaoke that you're not allowed to play along with.
No. All right, people might disagree. Was it a good show?
Maureen slept through the whole thing. It was fantastic.
Really? Okay. So
she's still sleeping now.
But the vocals were good? The vocals were solid?
Who went to the Queen show last night? Yeah. It was good. There was, I think we knew every song except maybe a couple. They did We Are the Champions 6 times. It was good.
All right. How are things at Jimmy's, the greatest wing bar in America, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
Thank you all. Thank you for the support from afar.
If you manage to get yourself to Washington, D.C. and the suburbs, get out to Herndon and check it out, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, going strong. Are you making your own beer yet?
Not yet, but soon.
Mike.
In his pants.
Josh?
But Mike, we do want to thank Jimmy for opening the bar for this.
Oh, wow, Jimmy. Way to go. Thank you, guys. We appreciate that.
I don't want anybody to have to leave the room during the show. Whoa, whoa. So.
Oh, yeah, but to get your beer.
So, Rob, here's your Coke.
Yep, thank you. Thank
and
you,
Mike,
Jimmy.
And Mike, well, you have a devil on both shoulders, correct?
Yeah. I'll have a Diet.
A Diet Coke.
You can have a Diet Coke on this shoulder.
I appreciate that.
And you're going to have a Heineken on this shoulder.
All right, Jimmy, I think it's time for you to get off the stage now. We're all set. Thank you.
You decide.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
But regarding the shark outfit,
Yeah.
You know, sharks are attracted to blood.
Right. So gross. All right.
I'm supposed to be the gross one.
He's such an ass. That's why he got me. See,
here I am.
That is why he got me. That's why we're pals. I swear to God.
Take the beer.
Get the hell out of here.
Take the beer.
All right, so we're here. Rob's here. I'm here. Jimmy's here.
You all are here.
We are taping this show. You're going to hear it on, you're hearing it today, Tuesday. And we're very, very excited. Do you think like I do? And I have not shared this with you.
Okay, this is exciting, man.
I wrote this down, and he's here now. He's in the back of the room there. Yeah. He's kind of monitoring the sound and the recording, everything getting.
We're all good, I think. We're good.
That's good.
A strong 40%.
It will be.
And we're good.
If something screws up, I don't care, because you know what?
This is what it's about.
P1s, and that's what it is, and we dig it, and for those of you that are here and make all of our events a success, we appreciate it, and I love you all very, very much. Thank you. Here's to our listeners that have made it onto the MSCC side. We are delighted to have you with us.
May I offer counterpoint?
Thank you.
No. I love you all.
I wrote this down. Did we all just do this for Josh?
let's look at what we know to be fact.
Okay, go ahead.
Like they would say on one of them detective procedural shows, this is what we know.
Yes.
Of the three principals on the show, Josh is the one that loves the cruising lifestyle the most.
I'm normally looking at you on a monitor. Now I can look at your sad face the way back here.
For me, it's the same view. It's you guys on the screen. I did push for the cruise because Vegas was such a pain.
Yeah.
All right.
And I agree with it. And that was because of the downtown.
We can be flexible.
Grand. What's that? Go ahead. Yeah. Say that again.
One spot. We're all stuck on this boat. We can be flexible and make it work. We're together.
Let's look at another fact that we know to be true.
Okay. Go ahead.
True or false that of all the principals on the show, Josh brought the most people?
I don't think they know there's a show.
Son,
okay, just checking.
I would agree. son, wife, mother-in-law, correct?
Gardner, also his personal chef.
Yes, and 14 others. Is everybody having a good time?
I
was talking to Josh.
Josh's family.
Sorry, guys. I apologize. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sure everyone's good.
Are any of them at this show right now?
No. We are at this point. We are competing
Fantastic.
All right, Josh. Let's say we planned like a destination show at like Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Would you have pushed as hard as you did? Because it would be a good show no matter what.
Well, there's one location I'm pushing Mike to do he keeps saying no about.
Which one's? I forgot that myself.
Virginia.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Now that everybody's here, I can say no. I don't want to go to Virginia.
But do you know,
I'm kidding, Jimmy. Kidding.
It's thrilling that this is like the sixth hour that the three of us have been in the same room. No, we do the show every day, but we've never spent any time together.
All right, now look, I wanted to say this. Everybody's shouting out locations. Did anyone go to the breakfast buffet here on the MSCC side?
Roughly half.
Did anybody enjoy one of the sweet tooth breakfast items like pancakes or waffles? Anyone? Did anyone have a challenge locating syrup for the pancake? Am I the only one? What? All right, look, I know that there have been hundreds of thousands of Americans that have been on this ship.
Not just Americans,
and
Mike.
I love this ship, and I think the people here are fantastic. What the F is the deal with syrup for pancakes?
Well, here's what I know, is we took breakfast in the stateroom today. And when it was brought up...
And Mike... Yes. I believe that was included with your room.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But I felt like getting up early and going down there. And we went. My son and I were down there at 7:20, and realized that it opened at 7:30. And then at 7:30, like, you know. Yeah. You know, I mean, coming in like, Jesus
Christ. Well, you
Christ.
Don't think I'd
I mean,
let
really.
Them...
I mean, I only got knocked over. You know, everybody
you don't
coming
think
up
I'd
there.
Let them upcharge me for a meal. No, I would. If it was free, I'd go. But the room service came. And Carrie got waffles, which were in the toaster the right amount of time.
Yeah,
so they were delicious. And the syrup was just spilled on the plate. So maybe they're a little loosey-goosey with their syrup.
I don't know, but I will get to the bottom.
Yes,
there are two
please.
More mornings here, and I'm going to find out what's going on. But other than that, I mean, it's amazing. On this ship, they have a water slide.
Yes.
A basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
A tribute room to Dirk Vastrick that
That's
has
right.
actually been set up, where you can find like pictures of Dirk's first house and the first the first set of keys to his Edsel that he had and many and Dirk's first beret when he was I believe 16 years old and not getting laid then.
My favorite part, they've recreated detail to detail. His first stabbing cabin.
It was fantastic.
It really was.
Really. Yeah. And that's back in the day where if you couldn't find that in the snow, you know, it'd be like the Donner Party.
Yeah, you could lay in his bed.
Right. It was terrifying. It really was. They have the Joel Rogers I Want to Be a Pilot studio.
That's fun.
Where you actually go in and it's no simulator or anything tech like that. It's Joel sitting there, you know, and saying, move the stick this way, move the stick that way. And it's a good, that's what she said. Thank you.
No, no.
Horny Joel. Horny Joel traveling the world looking for love. Yes, Siri. Congratulations on your recent news. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's right. Freshly untethered. I know that feeling. Yeah.
And lots of ladies around.
What's that? What, Jim?
One of us.
He's doing a thing from Freaks.
Okay, very good.
You think I make old references.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jim.
Hey,
Jim
hey,
Amato
Rob.
Is here.
Nearly, that was nearly a silent
Yes,
movie.
Josh.
Yeah. Well, Rob, Mike's listing all these places like the water slide and the basketball court.
Yeah.
Have you been outside yet?
Yes, I went to the pool today. It's a true
Can't
luxury.
Can't you tell? Look at the sun he's got.
I can see.
I have never
This
sunburned.
Is Rob's head. I mean, are
wanted
pale.
I wanted to sunburn in December. That's a luxury.
Okay.
And I will. Right. I'll be on the spit tomorrow.
Okay, so the real stuff.
Yeah.
Water slide, basketball, massive, like, open-air movie theater they have. Full-fledged theater, bowling alley, F1, Formula One simulator that my son tried
Dozens
last night.
Dozens of hot tubs.
Pools but
apparently, everywhere.
Has anyone been in the hot tub? Are they a little cooler than the average hot tub, right? Okay.
We were walking around the
You two look like swingers back there. I know I've seen you at other shows, but did you have another couple with you when you were in the hot tub? You're not answering me,
no.
Santa. What's going on here? Come on now. Did you
get your beard wet?
If you go in, do the Will Ferrell thing. That's what I do. Making love. But this is great. And I believe that First Officer Giovanni Santadeva.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody on the ship is doing a fantastic job right
now. Carrie and I walked the 16th deck today, and there was at least four hot tubs, and I think everyone had the same one fat guy in it. Yeah. I don't know how he was staying ahead of us, but he was in every hot tub we went
to. Yeah, it was dirt. There he is. What is around your neck? What is the furry thing around your neck? But it's don't hold. We are. This is an audio presentation. Yeah. So when you go, that doesn't work for me.
Loofah. This is my loofah.
Your loofah. Oh, so you hang it like around your neck, and someone might think that.
This is from past years.
Okay, from past years.
This one, right.
Uh huh. It's supposed to mean you're available. Oh, hello, Carla. Oh, that, you know what? That's sweet. That is very sweet.
Yeah.
That's a compliment for Carla, who couldn't be here this
weekend. Not creepy at all.
Yes. Wife number three. It was a good run.
She's such a good wife.
It really was a good
run. Of all of yours, absolutely my favorite.
Yeah, can't remember the first one. Number
no,
two.
No.
It was, no, it was great. And she wants to be here.
Yeah.
She, what's that? No, shut up, Jimmy. No, that's terrible.
The fourth Mrs. O'Mara is in this room tonight.
That is, stop it. Stop it. All right, we have a lot more show that we didn't get to what we wanted to get to. We are actually doing a real show.
Yeah,
we're going
we
to
are,
have
so
the
have
the everything. Actual news coming up. Sans sound effects, right? Or are we having them?
Maybe one.
Maybe one? Really?
Yeah.
Are you running it from there?
From back here.
Okay. All right. So will there be music when I read the first commercial?
There will not be commercial music.
Well, let me tell everybody. Are you having a good time so far? Well, then,
this holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And let me tell you about a fine product.
Yes.
I want to tell you about Aura Frames, A-U-R-A, Aura Frames. It is without a doubt the coolest digital picture frame that's out there. People love it. This is good. They're helping. Thank God bless our listeners.
Is anybody taking photographs on this cruise?
People love it.
Because it can be all about them. The frame allows for unlimited free photos and video downloads as well. Just download the Aura app, connect it to Wi-Fi. Plus, you can preload photos before it ships and keep adding from anywhere, anytime. You can even add a message before it arrives. You can share photos and videos effortlessly.
Thank you.
Straight from your phone all year long. Even better, every frame comes packaged in a premium gift box with no price tag. Remember, you can't wrap togetherness, but you can frame it. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver matte frames, named number one by Wirecutter. Do you take Wirecutter?
I do, and I own a pair as well.
Very good. By using promo code TMOS, do that at checkout. That's AuraFrame.com, promo code TMOS. This deal exclusive to our listeners, and frames sell out fast. So order yours now to get in on the time for the to get in. Hold on. So order yours now to get it in time.
Yes.
For the holidays. Thank you. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Yay! Yay! Google has released its year in search stats, and in the United States in 2025, it was dominated by tragedies in the news. And political gridlock. Yeah, 25, not the greatest of years.
I mean, it's been a series of great years, but 25 was special.
So, tragedies, political gridlock, Gen Z, pop culture, slang, and some really weird food. Here is a rundown of the top searches by category in the U.S. The top 10 searches we Googled in order were the Charlie Kirk assassination.
Okay.
K-pop demon hunters.
Oh, the
I have no idea.
Those are those young ladies.
Netflix
that
show.
That's what?
Some Netflix thing.
It's a Netflix.
It's a Netflix show.
Korean singers that fight crime.
Has anybody watched K-pop? Jeff, what do you think? Good, bad? Thumbs up, K-pop demon hunters. Labubu toys. My son had a moment, like a fleeting moment. How long was Owen into
The first
Labubu?
One.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he never looked back.
Then it's
over. Yeah, I mean, they were hanging them at one point, like beginning of the school year, off their backpacks.
Yes.
And then,
Every kid had one, so it was no longer cool.
And so it goes away that quickly. It really does. And I have being older and having a 12-year-old, astonishing. The brief period of time that this lasted.
I had one. It was Honey Labubu. And it was a small action figure of a performing youthful beauty queen. And I hung it on my backpack.
That's a Honey Boo Boo reference.
Exactly.
I didn't even remember. iPhone 17 was next. One Big Beautiful Bill Act was next. Zoran Mamdani, that was next.
New Yorker.
Oh, a little hoot for him. Deep Seek. What's DeepSeek?
That's Dirk's website.
Okay. The government shutdown, FIFA Club World Cup, and tariffs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Have you Googled any of those?
Let me see. Yes, but I won't tell you what.
Okay, everybody, figure it out and win Mike's hand in marriage.
You know, it's funny when somebody looks me in the eye and kind of goes, like, you think you know what I Googled. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, we got you, Mike.
All right, I'm not going there. The top news stories that we Googled included a few of those, plus the No Kings protest, Los Angeles fires, the new Pope, the Epstein files, the U.S. presidential inauguration, and Hurricane Melissa. In Florida were blessed. We did not get
you didn't get any hurricanes
by
this year.
Anything this year? It's thank God we needed a break. We
have
really
you
did.
Been to the chocolate boutique on this boat this weekend only? They have the Epstein files. So you want to come by.
What is that?
I don't know.
At the chocolate bouquet.
You've got to find it, and then you will be rewarded.
All right. The top trends we were trying to follow were almost entirely artificial intelligence, AI action figure, AI Barbie, holy airball. That one I don't know. I'll defer to you. Holy airball. Do you know that?
Josh? What?
I assume it's basketball.
Okay.
Well said.
AI ghost face. I'm looking, as I get older, these trends are lost on me.
I believe that is putting the killer from Scream into your pictures using AI.
Okay, but thank you. Kudos to you. Good job. AI Polaroid.
Same thing. AI converting a normal photo to look like a Polaroid.
All right.
People love making technology look like it sucks.
Chicken Jockey. That's a kid's thing.
Yeah,
I remember
that. That Minecraft thing.
Yeah. Chicken Jockey. Bacon avocado.
I think that has to do with the avocado toast trend,
right?
And people putting bacon on it.
Anxiety dance. No idea.
I'll be doing it tonight.
That's a song.
You teach. You're in the little kids. What's that? TikTok thing. All right. Anxiety dance. Let's see. Unfortunately, do I love? I have no idea.
No idea. I know that's bad grammar.
And Ghibli.
Anything, Josh, for Ghibli?
Isn't that a car?
I don't know.
Japanese anime, and you go to Japan. When was the last time you were in Japan, Joel Rogers? 2 months ago.
Man goes to Japan all the time
last night. Let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. Taylor Swift can buy anything she wants, including a wedding date. The New York Post says that...
When I'm
in front of a crowd, I kind of turn it on to,
I don't know if you guys
cheap,
know this.
Crappy anchorman, including wedding day.
If you go to the sunglasses and store that's, I think it's in the main lobby, Taylor Swift is there tomorrow from 1 to 3.
Yes, she is.
Signing anything.
Yeah, any of you know she was on the boat? Really, really exciting.
It's very exciting.
Let me see. The New York Post says that Taylor is dead set on a. Now, if I just stop that one the way it was written.
Yeah.
The New York Post says that Taylor is dead.
Well,
set on marrying Travis Kelce on June 13th, 2026. Yeah. And while initial reports claim they were going to get hitched at her Rhode Island estate, plans changed. Instead, she decided on a nearby venue called Ocean House. Unfortunately, another couple already had a book for the 13th, so Taylor made them an offer.
Made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
Welcome to Ocean House. This is where we have marriages.
Understand you want to have your wedding day the same day I'm going to have the wedding day. I'm going to buy it out from under you.
She flooded them with cash. No word how much. Whether you ever wanted to or not, you probably know that 13 is Taylor's favorite number.
And this is June that she's doing this?
I don't even say it. I think it says the 13th. Is it June? I'm not sure. June 13th.
Yeah, you had a June wedding, didn't you? One of them?
June. Was number two?
I think number two was June.
I'm trying to think when number one was.
You just blocked the whole marriage?
I did.
Okay. But you had a June wedding.
I got married too young. I wish her well, though, wherever the hell she is.
I think we all do.
And her mother, if her mother's still with us.
Not probably with us.
I hope it's true. all right, so
we're doing news, aren't we?
That's her favorite number. Yeah. Here are the top five words Americans could not pronounce this year.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dirk.
Do they all end in the letter G?
Yes, they do. Number one, Zoran Mamdani. I did that fairly well, didn't I?
That's good, but it was tricky early on.
He was elected mayor of New York City last month. I say Monjaro. It says it's Monjaro.
Oh.
That's the proper pronunciation, the weight loss drug.
Yeah.
That's also the clinical name is tirzepatide.
Yes.
And I take it, so I know, and it makes you bleed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number three, the Louvre. Did I say it correctly?
Who doesn't
the Louvre.
Know how to say that?
Well, I think people, you know.
Louver.
But you got to give it the way the pronouncer on it.
Mike, we've reached the part of the show where Dennis walks in front of the stage.
Hi, Den. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm sorry to call attention to you. I know you were trying to be understated.
Oh, I forgot. We have Dennis news.
That's a whole other episode.
We can't. You think that should be the bonus show?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Maybe not. No, we've just heard about you. We've been talking about you a lot. There you go. You know, this is a combination of exhibitionism and short attention spans.
I'm sorry you were saying.
Because, you know, normally you're in your car. I get it. It's not a stage.
But it's always, it's a tradition when Josh does, I mean, when Dennis does a downstage.
When you do a pronouncer, it's got R on it. So apparently
Louvre?
You're supposed to say Louvre.
That's not how I was taught
Louvre.
Any French?
Technically a little R at the end. It's been in the news because of the jewelry heist in October. So there's that. Acetaminophen. Remember when the president had trouble with that one?
Yeah.
Acetaminophen.
I didn't pack any.
Okay. Tylenol is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
Trump said don't take Tylenol in September after RFK Jr. Linked it to autism. They walked it back a month later and said there's not enough solid evidence. The other one, people had trouble with Alex Murdoch.
And because they want to say Murdaugh.
They want to say Murdaugh, and I think I pronounced it as Murdaugh even on the show.
I believe
Murdaugh.
So.
He's the guy in South Carolina who murdered his wife and son. Netflix and HBO both did documentaries this year. Hulu also did a miniseries with Jason Clark and Patricia Arquette about that
based
family.
On that. Well, if he's a mass murderer, let's do get his name right.
Just missing the top five is the Flip-Flop brand. I'll throw it out there for anybody that knows what I'm talking about. It is a difficult name to pronounce. A brand new flip-flop brand. I'm testing to see how relevant this audience is. I will call Carla tomorrow. You're right, honey. They are aging out.
No, no.
All right, no, I'm sorry. What did you say, Jeff?
Birkenstock.
No, that is incorrect. They are spelled H-A-V-A-I. A-N-A-S.
Havayanas.
And it is pronounced Avayanas. Avayanas. Does anyone know Avayanas? You do? You know Avayanas? You own a pair of Avayanas?
Will you wear them tonight, dear?
They might be here. You are the hippest person in the room. Give her a round of applause.
By far.
That's spectacular. Avayanas. The H is silent. Here's how badass Martha Stewart is. Not even lightning can kill her. And it's tried 3 times. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen?
You know, after 2 times, you might get a complex.
Absolutely. Not Martha.
No.
She has been struck thrice.
Wow.
By lightning, but she's still here to laugh about it in a new podcast interview. We did it just last week.
Exactly.
Not. Martha detailed all 3 strikes. The first time she was doing dishes.
Yeah.
When she saw the lightning enter her pipes, then come surging out of her faucet.
Oh, so it not like her pipes.
Right.
Her house's pipes.
Okay. Ew.
Ew, Martha's pipe.
She says it hit her in the stomach and knocked knocked her to the floor. The second time she got zapped in the ear when a bolt of lightning came through her phone. Are you beginning to think, this is like wife number 2 of mine talking about being in a tornado.
What does she have, like a stainless steel copper phone?
Suddenly I was on my phone and it came right through my ear. There it was. Let's see. Third time she was in her garden.
Where?
In her garden.
Oh, garden.
When Martha does finally go, she wants to be chucked into a hole on her property and composted, just like I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I made that decision.
I actually started composting myself this morning.
She says, quote, "When one of my horses dies, we dig a giant hole really deep in one of my fields. The horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet and very careful. Dropped down into this giant, lovely grave."
Do you know who the happiest mammal on earth is? Is Martha Stewart's dead horse. I mean, that poor bastard had to live his whole life. Yeah.
Do you want to hear about why Michael Bublé likes Christmas music or as early as possible? It's that he makes money. Do you want to hear that story?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Michael Bublé, I don't want to read it. Does anybody want to read the Michael Bublé? Come up and read it.
Yeah.
Come on up, Doug. You can read it. All right. When you read this, because I find what I do on the show, and we are doing an actual show in front of a group of people today, I actually will on the fly edit something. When I get to it, I go, I didn't want to put that in there. So unfortunately, you are going to have to sell story number 5 as much as you can.
Yeah.
So
and he needs your support, people.
Give it your best shot and get comfortable. Here you go.
Even the Queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey, says we should wait until after Halloween to start spinning Christmas tunes. But Michael Bublé begs to differ.
Yes.
He says, quit in June.
Boo!
But Michael has selfish reasons for that.
Reasons?
Quote, it would be great for my streaming revenue.
I thought you were going to have trouble with that one. God bless
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful, beautiful work.
Christmas isn't just about the money for him, though. He says, quote, I loved it before when I was a kid, but now I love it even more because I just see it through the eyes of my kids.
He killed it.
Oh, there's more. I'm sorry. God, I should have edited this out.
They did fine.
I can't tell you how much I love building those memories. Those core memories, waking up and making cookies with Christmas music playing in the background and setting up.
Doug Carlson, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Mike, I have a question for you about Michael Bublé.
Yes.
If he was dying because he was on fire.
Right.
Would you piss on him?
I would.
Would you let him? Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I
would
like
not.
Michael Bublé.
I would not. Yeah.
I like the way he pronounces string. Have you ever heard him sing that?
Yes.
I've got the world on a string.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird little thing. All right, here we go. We've got fun facts right now. A group of pugs. Anybody, what is a group of pugs called? What? Dumb?
Nah.
It's a grumble.
Oh, that's great.
It's a grumble of pugs. In Holland, the pug is called a... Can you tell I did this with a hangover on the ship?
It doesn't show.
In Holland, the pug is called a mopshond, which comes from the Dutch for to grumble.
Okay. They're a dog.
That's a good comeback. Yes. This is the part where you say something.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Well, they do grumble, you know.
Audi, Bentley, Bugatti, Lamborghini, and Porsche aren't competitors. They are actually all owned by the same company. I cannot believe that.
Really?
It is the Volkswagen Group.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was owned by Budweiser.
Okay. There are three current NBA teams that have won every NBA finals they've played in. Only three. Can anyone give me the three teams?
I only know one for sure.
Sports, you don't know. Who?
The Baltimore Bullets.
No, that's not. Can anybody give me the three current NBA teams that have won every NBA final they've been in? All right. What? Right corner. What is it? Hold on. Let me see. Lakers, Celtics, and Bulls. There's only one, the Chicago Bulls. Only one.
Oh, okay.
All right, there are two more. We have one. Anyone? What is it? Golden State is incorrect. No, not the Golden State Warriors. Globetrotters. They're bored with Toronto Raptors and the Denver Nuggets.
I hate Canada.
There you have. And to build the Great Pyramid of Giza today would take more than 2,000 workers, 5 years, and $5 billion.
You know that Josh said he could build the pyramid in 15 minutes.
Very, very exciting. In pet news, ladies and gentlemen.
Aru.
This is finally, I hold in my hand the last news story.
So you're saying, David, after this, there's no more news.
May a diseased permit fish swim up your urethra. In pet news, a study found cats learn to meow louder at men than at women, because guys just aren't great listeners. Women are also more likely to pick up on subtle body language cues that make meowing less necessary. When asked about the study, the lead cat coughed up a furball, scratched the hand of its owner, farted, switched its tail, and violently licked its genitals. Thank you very
much. Classic cat behavior.
That's wonderful. All right, we have more show coming up, but I want to tell you about this episode powered by Incogni,
yes.
Your personal data's bodyguard. Listen up, clambakes.
I wrote that.
Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even social security numbers, and sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always lurking. Data breaches way up. Statistically, breaches increase every year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their list, period, with four flexible plans. Their protection always fits you and your family, and you are covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. The bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Incogni is an amazing partner, so if you like us, please check them out today. It would mean the world to us. Use code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off and an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's incogni.com/TMOS.
Incogni's amazing. It's great
stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Rob Spiewak is probably one of the finest people watchers that I've ever known. And
thank you.
I think if you go on any kind of cruise, it's probably one of the greatest people watching experiences you can ever have. And I think I'd agree that it takes all kinds to go on.
Oh, it does. It does.
The MSCC side has features a delightfully international flair with people from all over the world.
Exactly.
The cruise on this cruise line. And lots of people out there. You wanted to talk about this, so I wrote it down. The groups of people you see on a cruise. You've categorized them?
I have. And before I start, I did have a question for you. When you took your stateroom, did you enjoy your rubber mat?
What is... is it really a barrier for luggage, like we were told?
I don't know. When Carrie and I both saw it, we both... at the simultaneous
Steve
moment,
Kelsey told me it was for luggage.
Yeah, he said that, but Carrie and I both saw it, and we said, that's a sex mat.
Oh, gross. Oh.
Have you not ever watched Real Sex?
No, and you get grosser when you're in front of people. Yeah. That is so disgusting.
Well, it's gross, and you're embarrassed for me.
Just, you know, why is picturing your white buns thrusting up in the...
What? Buns!
It's just nastiness, isn't it?
I didn't say I used it. I just said that's what it's for.
So is it? Are we in agreement that when they give you the... I mean, I've never been in a hotel where they did that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's officially a mat to protect the bedding so you can undo...
if you choose to use it that way.
All right.
All right.
Well, all I know is I slept under mine last night with no sheets. Warm, beautifully comfortable, and opened the door and heard the ocean.
And rinses clean.
It was fantastic.
All right, the first group I spotted when I was waiting for my cell phone yesterday at the terminal is the cougar. Now, the cougar is often dressed in some sort of leopard or animal print. They travel in twos and threes, and they were really, really pretty, like 20 years ago.
All right, I did not
frizzy make it, hair. Yeah.
I did not make it around the ship last night. It was It was the cocktail party, then dinner, then bed.
Yeah.
What a day. I plan on maybe mingling a little bit more tonight to see what's
going
on.
If you want to find one of the cougars, check out the smoking areas.
How did any... is tonight the... by the way, it's your kind of cruise tonight.
Why?
It's the white party.
Yeah, finally.
We all know that your snowball white bald head loves a good white party, that's for
we'll
sure.
We'll see you all at the rally.
All right. I don't see anybody in our group wearing white today, but that's a big deal, right?
Well, yeah, every boat does something like that. I choose not to participate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not going to do that.
No, no.
So cougars, noted. Go ahead.
This is one of my favorites, and I saw a lot of them, and these are chatty folks if you can spot them. They are the unwed Rubenesque daughter with her still supportive mom.
All right, you saw. The crowd doesn't like that. The crowd doesn't like.
Listen, this is
Rob's
all
a bastard, isn't he?
This is
I
all
wouldn't
born
say that.
Out by
I wouldn't
science.
Make fun of people. Come on now.
The reason the lady is on the cruise is to find a husband.
Okay. All right. Do you really think Rob thinks, Josh? Rob thinks that this is just like back in the days of the Love Boat. That's what he thinks.
He wrote that before coming here.
Absolutely.
I did not.
100%. He thinks like Lauren Tweez out there with Gavin McLeod, everybody, you know, and then Gina Lola Brigida comes on board and falls in love with, you know, one of those old gray actors.
And then there's always a funny subplot, and that's Artie Johnson on the sex mat.
Trying to think. I saw Gina Lola Brigida, and I forgot the guy. It was one of those old, tough guys.
Like Steve Forrest, someone like that?
Steve Forrest would be a great example.
Okay, very good.
Just a great day in Beverly Hills with a star.
This might be the most common thing I saw yesterday, but they all shared this. The domineering wife and the defeated husband.
Let's see if we've got anything going. Josh, do you want to comment on that at all today? Oh, don't
no
all
here.
The ooze
my
today.
My family's not here.
I'm getting such grief. How's everything going?
All good. And my
are we still recording? Is it working?
Yeah. We're good.
Let's give a shout out to our sound guy here on the MSCC
side. We're recording.
Hey!
Does he have a name? Take a bow. thank you. What's your name? What's your name, sir? Aldo. Aldo.
Like Aldo Ray.
What? Paolo.
Paolo.
Hey. All right. Thank you, Paolo.
These are not as common, Mike, but they're easy to spot.
Okay, I'm ready.
These are packs of people that are wearing identical T-shirts.
There you go.
And it's because...
everybody that has the same T-shirt, stand up in here. It's the Love Boat T-shirts that we gave away.
Yeah, but they all came from different locations.
But look at this. Look. There we go. We got our t-shirts right, representing you, ass.
I love it.
Very nice.
And I'm very excited that Betty's getting married and that Sally's having a birthday.
All right. Rob's a people hater. He goes back a long
way. A lot
right?
of these matching t-shirt people spend a lot of time decorating their stateroom door, and that's terrific.
You don't like it. I understand that. This is true. Anybody else?
Group five I call Splitsville.
Splitsville.
These are ladies that wear dresses, but the slit up the side goes to their armpit.
And I will say this as diplomatically as I can.
Yes.
Are they the type of people that you would like to see that outfit on?
Sometimes within a five-year window, yes.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
That's a wonderful
shout out to the tattoo crew.
The tattoo crew,
they tend
yes.
to travel in packs.
All right. We got yes. some tats in our audience. Yeah. We do. Absolutely.
I always thought that the idea of cabana wear was sort of passé.
Mm-hmm.
Until I saw at least 12 people come in separate parties with matching tops and bottom ensembles.
Ladies or men?
Men.
Oh.
Yeah. Floral stuff.
Really?
Very nice. Very
I haven't
nice.
Said, has anybody seen that? Has anybody seen the cabana wear? Ooh, Jim. Jim Amato puts his head. I've got several pairs back in my stateroom.
Yeah. He saw the cabana wear when he looked in the mirror.
There you go.
I can't decide today whether it's the leopard print.
Let's give
or
a
I'm
going
to go with a basic light blue.
Mike, at number eight, I want to say hey to the buffet experts
oh.
that come into the buffet, plant themselves in the middle of the line, put their hands on their hips, and look like they're trying to figure out how to build a tent. Because the buffet is such... You know what? Let me quote a good friend of mine, John Auville.
Okay.
It's a show.
It's a show.
Yeah, there's disorganization, and it's because of these idiots.
If you cruise and you're disembarking at 5 p.m. on a Friday, which we were, and they opened the... What time did they open the buffet? 3 o'clock?
I think it was 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. If you are on one of those cruises, they start boarding about 11:30 in the morning. They close the doors at 5 o'clock. Nobody else gets on the ship. They close the doors at actually 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Nobody else gets on the ship. Then they leave at 5. I am telling you, that buffet, that was something to behold. Every single person on all 5 million people on the cruise
yes.
were at that particular
all
buffet.
All of them. And so. I want to say, again, you know, confession is good for the soul.
Yeah.
If you were at the lunch buffet today and you heard some idiot drop about 10 plates, mm-hmm. that was me.
Okay.
And
then
I got
they
back
bounce,
to the
so they're plastic, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but they still make a good clatter.
Oh, they make.
I came back to the table. I said, Carrie, I dropped those plates. She said, I hoped that wasn't you.
Right.
All right, Mike, two more.
Two more. He holds in his hands the final two groups of people on a cruise.
I find this group the most mysterious.
Okay.
Muscle-bound European men.
Yay! I and love that.
I love that they're mirrored elevators so that they can look at themselves in the elevators and don't think they're not doing
Isn't
that.
Isn't this, Josh, don't you think this might be a little jealousy? Just a little jealousy. There was a dude that came by. I was. I got off the ship today. I went over to Atlantis, and there was a dude walking across the pool, and I was waiting for my son to go on the water slide, and I looked at this guy. And this guy was not super muscle-bound. This guy
right.
was maybe 28, and this guy had the full-fledged six-pack.
Wow.
Defined, and I don't know. The thoughts that raced through my mind were, you know, never, never was, never could be again, never ever. And I thought, what an amazing accomplishment.
Did
do you think like that? I do sometimes.
Did you point him out to Michael?
What's that? No.
Yeah,
but Michael, you know, Michael's going to be, you know, doing the athletic stuff. So, you know, he's got to know
when
that.
Did you have a thought that, hey, there he is and Carla's home? Maybe you could show him the rubber mat. Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything to say to that.
All right,
really
and
don't.
Let's close with this. This is a very, very hard one to spot, but when you do, it's like seeing a unicorn.
Okay.
Find a gang of idiots at about 9 a.m., and they're ordering draft beer, and there's always a short guy.
That's your fave.
Yeah, that's my fave. I like look for the show. So these are people to
there
look for.
There you go, Rob Spiewak. Oh, how nice. That
appreciate
little applause,
it, folks.
Like it was really a
something.
A bit.
Yeah.
We will continue. I want to tell you, back when I was a young baby DJ, I said to myself, Of all the things I've wanted to do, all the people I've wanted to interview, all the places I'd love to do a live show, all the things I could do with a radio career and then digital media, what I really, really want to do more than anything in the world is sell acid to my listeners. That's why I'm all here to tell you, we've all had those nights where you laugh until the sun rises, where conversations go deeper than you thought possible, and suddenly you feel closer to the people around you than ever before. That's the power of psilocybin.
How many people are ripped on acid right now?
It opens doors, not just in your mind, but between people. I am going to tell you a true story, and my barber, Kevin, will come into play twice on today's show. This is legitimate.
He will twice be entertained by him.
We were talking about it. I don't know how in the world, as he's cutting my hair, it came up. But I said, I have a company that I'm doing ads for.
Yeah.
And he looked at me without a break and goes, is it Schedule 35?
Oh, God, they've got a great reputation.
And I said, Schedule 35 is on the show. It's the most trusted name in psilocybin products, whether you're microdosing for focus or taking a recreational dose to reconnect with life itself. He was going through the amount and how you do it and what the rules are and how it works. And would you do that? Would you try
Absolutely.
It?
I think the great thing about Mike's barber is when he was talking about it, he asked his barber just a little off the sides.
There you go. Are you making fun of my hair?
No, it's very short.
I shave it down now.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I've always wanted to be you. Now, listen, these are not party drugs. They're connection tools for your mind, your creativity, your relationships, and maybe even your soul. Head over to schedule35.co, not .com, .co, and use the code TMOS for 15% off. That's schedule35.co. That's .co, and use the code TMOS for 15% off. Thank you, and enjoy your trip. That's the copy.
Yes.
Get 50% off all orders. Code TMOS.
Check
at schedule.
Great for the
35.co. Solid. Now, this is just a random, but once again, my this is a true story. Fort Myers, Florida. The day before, we're coming across the alley to go on this cruise, and I am in the barbershop. I'll give him a plug. It's called Barber Crew. I don't know if that's a franchise or not, but down here and. My barber, Kevin, we've become very, very good friends. He's a guy probably in his late 20s.
Very close.
And he does not look like he's ever seen a barber himself.
A long hair?
Long black beard, black hair out to here.
Wow.
And we're buds. And we talk all the time. And we actually did have that conversation about psilocybin. And I'm looking across as I sit down, and not unusual, you see a guy in a chair that looks like an old man. A very old man, and he had something like either a fall or maybe a skin problem, whatever.
Yeah.
He's got a big mark on his face, and he's just an old guy. I don't think twice about it.
Right.
Gets up, starts walking out, and the barber comes across the room. He said, hey, would you believe that is a World War II veteran that I just cut his hair?
Wow.
That gentleman is 100 years old.
For what side?
He is... Can you believe that? 100. And I watch the guy, and he's ambulatory, and he makes his way across the barber floor. I mean, I'm looking, and I'm like, that is just spectacular. I mean, you're up, and you're getting around. And I see him walk through the door, and I said, look at that. I mean, not only did he serve in WW2, not many of those guys around.
No, not many.
But he's walking through the parking lot, and I'm like, that's incredible. And then he's making his way to his car, and I go, no! No! The dude goes across the floor and opens the driver's side.
Oh, no.
100 years old, gets in, no wife around, no caretaker around, and he hops in and shoots out of the parking lot. Amen, brother.
You know what's great?
Thumbs up to that dude.
After 70 years, he still has the killing instinct.
That was amazing. I was blown away. Absolutely blown away. The killing instinct.
Thank you.
Bomber Bob. How about you, Bob?
How about you?
If I may, I would like to offer a recommendation on a company that's been around for a long time. This is fresh. I am right off of this experience, and I'm here to tell you I have never been, and I've never enjoyed it. My son and I today went to Shake Shack. Have you ever been to Shake Shack?
You have actually been to a Shake Shack.
When?
When we were coming back from the motorhome drive in Florida in the first year of the podcast. We stopped at a Shake Shack.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't sober.
No.
All right.
As a matter of fact, you were doing most of the shaking.
It's been around that long?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't remember it. I go in today. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, when you are charged, I believe, for two of us, burger, we shared a fry, and we had a couple of floats. He had an orange float. I had a root beer float.
Yeah.
And I believe the check was $335. It was.
You didn't use the coupon?
Man, I am telling you, though, I get it. Have you been, Josh? Have you been to Shake Shack?
No.
It's good. It is good.
Solid. Anybody in the room? Shake Shack? Yay? Nay? Right? Pretty good. Simple.
Everyone who likes Shake Shack, makes some noise.
All right. Give them a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. And then, Rob, you enjoyed the bagels that you had in Miami Beach, Florida.
Yes. I like to spend 1/8 of my time when I'm in Miami. I like to spend it at a place called Bagel Cove. And you know
it's called Bagel Cove?
Bagel Cove. You know it's the holidays because the menorah is out front.
There you go. Hello, Rob.
So we got there. Carrie and I got there when it opened. And normally one of their things they're famous for are rude waitresses, like New York-y rude waitresses. But it was early, and they weren't mad yet, and we were served by Barbara.
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 Hello, Barbara.
And she came over and said, listen, we would like to order, and you have coffee and Coke and... Carrie got an omelet, and
delicious.
I got lox and bagels.
Hello, Rob.
And she goes back, and then she comes out, and I said, God, she's really nice. And she says, listen, we just took a coffee cake out of the oven, and I brought you a piece of it.
Oh.
And set it down, and it was
coffee
fantastic.
Talk.
It was.
Coffee
and then
talk.
She brought us our meals, and I said, you know, I'm going to visit my father in the hospital. Can I get an onion bagel and some cream cheese to take to him? Because hospital food blows.
Has your father been sick?
My father?
Second time I've used that.
So, in case people tuned in halfway through.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So we get our check, and this is so great. I loved this moment. Carrie always looks at the bill, and she says, Barbara, this is my wife now talking, Barbara did not charge us for that extra bagel.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
I said,
so
you know
lovely.
What? She is so nice. Let's thank her.
Right.
And she comes over, and I said, Barbara, you didn't charge me for the bagel. And she gave me one of these. You know, like, get out.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. And I said, well, that's really, really nice. But, you know, I'd be very happy to pay for it. And this is the quote.
Okay.
She says... What? They're going to miss a bagel here? Take it. It's a gift.
We are live on the MSC Seaside. We are dockside in Nassau.
Nassau, yeah.
And later on, we will be leaving, and we will be also going to, a private island tomorrow?
Towson. We're going tomorrow.
We're going to Towson, yeah.
Maryland, right up the river.
Absolutely.
No, it is a private island owned by the MSC company.
After that, a brief trip up the chop tank, and then back down... For lots of fun, and we're having a fantastic time, and our listeners are here with us, and we are
and we
thrilled.
Love them. We love them.
We are thrilled. Now, Josh, the most complicated part of this little endeavor is the last segment as we try to bring beautiful video to everybody.
Oh, it's all set. We're
it's
good.
All set
I love
to
it.
Go?
Yeah.
All right, and one last commercial before we do that, and I want to share it with you, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Uncommon Goods.
Love Uncommon Goods.
I am telling you the truth. I have the caddy. What's it called? The couch caddy?
That is called, I'm thinking of the lap desk for the infirm.
I have the lap desk. I do not use the lap desk as much as I use that.
The couch caddy goes over the arm of the couch and gives you an instant end table.
Okay.
It's great.
All right. Not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, and they have something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners.
Mm.
I'm noticing a lot of people going, we never knew he read those.
Well, they buy the no commercial package.
What?
They buy the no commercial package.
Anyway, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else at Uncommon Goods. They give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million
to date, and that is cool. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS. 15% off. Before we get to the beautiful video,
yes,
anything anybody in the audience wants to share at all, this is your opportunity. This will be on Tuesday's show. Is it still recording?
Yeah.
It will be on.
We're going to Tuesday show.
We're doing Tuesday show right now. Anybody want to share anything before we move on to the beautiful video? Yes, sir. Hand the microphone back to him. Go ahead.
Noah.
We got married at the Las Vegas show. We got married at the Las Vegas show last year. We're selling my year. We're going strong, just like the Michael Mara show.
And they said it wouldn't.
Sir, was that a hand, or are you just putting the fist up there? All right. We have somebody over here. Go
Stephanie.
Ahead.
I love you guys.
Aww.
I'm ending it there. I'm a showman. I know when to end. That's the way to do it. Rob Spiewak, now we're on these screens to our right and left.
You guys are part of a historical moment because we have never done beautiful video in front of an audience. Now, you guys can see these screens, right? Oh, wait. I didn't know that.
Oh. Hey, way to go. Good job. They love that.
Hi there. Christmas is coming. Have you done your Christmas shopping? Only 19 days left.
Yeah. Screw you.
Actually, it's 16 because I didn't know we were airing this on Tuesday.
Okay. No problem at all.
Everybody got a chance, Mike, to visit your home state when they departed.
Yes.
And that's called Florida.
Florida.
And I love it. And in Florida, they've got all the modern conveniences like DoorDash.
Right.
And if you take a DoorDash, you might actually capture them on your Ring doorbell.
Okay.
Let's take a look at this.
All right, here we go.
Here he comes.
The DoorDash driver thought this order was finger-licking good. But this video of the botched food delivery made these customers lose their appetites.
The finger lick was what got everybody. Like, it was the licking of the fingers. It was terrible, Mara.
Thank you, Josh. That's all we need. What happened there is he dropped the wing order.
All right.
A wing came out. He put it back in the box and then licked his fingers.
So technically, it's the 5-second rule. There is no saliva on the wing.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's
that would never happen at Jimmy's Old Town.
There you go, Jimmy. Goddamn right. Goddamn right, baby.
At Jimmy's, they lick your fingers for you. Are you familiar with the miracle of modern technology, the Waymo?
Waymo. I know I've heard about
it. It's a car that drives itself.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's the future, hopefully.
I want to see for you to see this Waymo. It obviously wasn't paying very close attention to what was going on because it drove through a police bust with a man laying on the pavement.
Oh, my God.
So let's watch this.
Oh, my God.
In this video taken in downtown L.A.
What the f*** is that Waymo doing?
You can see a line of police cars blocking the road and a man lying on the ground. Enter this Waymo driverless taxi, which, while servicing riders, proceeds to take a left turn, driving right past the active police stop and officers who moments later are seen walking towards the subject with weapons drawn. Waymo telling NBC News that when its robo-taxi came across the scene, it turned into an unblocked area where other cars were also driving and that it quickly left. In a statement, the company saying safety is our highest priority and that when we encounter unusual events like this one, we learn from them. LAPD tells NBC
Did it run over the dude?
No, but they just drove through a closed police scene time.
Yeah, I just wish, right?
I know, well,
I'm sorry.
That's what the guy
deserves.
That's
just so much funnier if it, like, runs over him and kills him.
No, here's what's funny, if you think about it, that there's a guy that's the spokesman for Waymo.
Waymo, yeah. Nice work. I bet that's lucrative.
We're learning from our mistakes.
We are. Sorry about that, Waymo.
Did everyone get a good night's sleep last night?
I slept. I literally did have the door open to the cabin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
We did the same. We had the door open to our lanai, and it was beautiful. To hear the motion of the water outside, gorgeous. Could you run that tape of what it sounded like in our room?
All right, here we go. What are you playing?
This is going to be video from...
Do
Did you record that?
That's from my lanai.
Oh, my God. Play it again.
Play it again,
one more
Josh.
Time. Here we go. Bring it up a little bit if you can. Where are you? Are you in the back?
No, we are laying in bed with the
no,
door.
No, where are you on the boat, you
yeah,
dummy?
Far to the back there. And wow. It was enough that at one point, Carrie and I, both staring at the ceiling, said, you know, it's not unsoothing.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's where, and that'll be again tonight, pal.
You bet your ass it
oh
will.
Oh, my God. Wow.
This is sad. You know I love death. This is actually an important one to me because Mike made it that I once met this guy.
Okay.
Steve Cropper, one of the greatest guitarists in soul music. Yep. You know him from the Blues Brothers, Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett. The list is endless. And we saw him perform at the, what airline, Northwest?
Northwest Airline All-Star Band.
And it had everybody in it. And I saw Steve Cropper. And
the Rascals guy.
Felix Cavieri.
It had the lead singer of Foreigner.
Dennis DeYoung, but I know Mick Jones.
It had yeah. Billy Preston.
Yeah, it was an insane
We walked
night.
Through the doors of a venue we would have perform at later.
Right. House of
Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. And as we, as the lovers walked through the door, Rob and I.
Yes.
Feels like the first time.
That's
was
right.
They
was
were
right.
in the middle of that song in that room playing it perfectly, and
it was
awesome. Yeah.
So I was telling Mike, I said, all those guys are great, but Steve Cropper means a lot to me.
Right.
And later that night, we're walking through the casino in New Orleans, and Mike spots Steve Cropper.
Yep.
And brings me to him.
I was sober.
I get to meet him, and I get his autograph, mm-hmm. and it was one of the greatest moments. I want you to listen to a little bit of Green Onions here. Listen to how loud his guitar comes in, because it's one take, no mixing, no overdubs. But you've heard this song a million times, and his guitar comes in way too loud right here. And then they adjust it, but they just screwed up at the front. Great song, and if we can skip to the next, Josh, I think everyone probably knows Steve Cropper from this moment on Saturday Night Live.
The beer.
Yeah.
Back of him is a guy named Duck Dunn.
Yeah.
Can't really see him there.
He's behind that bindle.
Behind Aykroyd.
Thank you, Josh.
There he is, with his sunglasses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there he is,
Steve Cropper. All right. That's cool.
He was 84, and I still have his autograph, so I'm like, that's very cool for me.
Very cool.
I love Steve Cropper. Anyone out here a dog lover? I miss my dog so much. Linus is so great, and Sebastian is so stupid. But in this next video, you'll see a dog that's sort of remarkable.
Okay, let's take a look.
I'm Angela, and this is Ozzy. And Ozzy is the new record holder for the longest tongue on a living dog. His measurement is 19.89 centimeters long, which is 7.83 inches.
Longest tongue on a dog.
You know, we had a girl on the 8th floor at American
Stop
University.
Stop it! That's right. Not cool.
I'm sorry.
Now, I know we're near the end. I have an extra tape I can play if you guys would like to see it. Okay, I have footage of Mike in his stateroom. And it's very well organized, but it's not as big as he hoped.
Not quite.
No,
not
so
quite.
I'm not
in Cerrito territory.
Do you want your nails long or short?
You better make them short. It's getting kind of crowded in here.
Dennis.
I don't know. This isn't the way I pictured an ocean voyage.
Dennis.
I always visualized myself sitting in a steamer chair with a steward bringing me bouillon.
Come on, Ricardo.
You couldn't get any bouillon in here unless they brought it in through a keyhole.
I'm the engineer's assistant.
You know, I had a premonition you were going to show up. The engineer is right over there in the corner. You can chop your way right through.
Look at him. Look at Rob's face right here. This is his pure joy. This is pure joy. There is one guy in this room enjoying this more than anybody else.
If anyone yells stop, we'll stop it.
He's going to let the whole thing play out.
Let's see. Yeah. All right. And let me guess, there are going to be more people. I want to watch it. I'm sorry. I'm crazy.
You don't want to stay the extra 20 seconds? There's a payoff.
There's very good. Here they are. We have one, two, three. Oh,
cleaning crew is
she's
here.
A big woman.
Yes, she is.
Oh, she's tall and she's thick. Oh, my. That's going to be crowded. Jesus, look at that. This is Rob's comedy.
is great.
Oh,
the food's here.
Rick Schofield's digging on it too, Rob. He's showing his teeth over here. All right, there we go. I don't think you can argue with it. I really don't. Oh, there we go. Yay. Fantastic.
Thank you for your indulgence. I hold in my hand the last tape.
Last tape.
A lot of people would think that being an on-the-scenes reporter is not a dangerous job. But if there's birds in the area...
Birds!
Maybe. Do it, Josh.
Birds.
It's going to be short-lived. Do again? Yeah.
Stay with it. It's a seagull.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, dear.
When they do a close-up, that's really worth it.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. That's something else. Birds.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hey, who's ready for dinner?
Yeah. The amazing thing is, Mike, that lady, as soon as she got a Band-Aid on that wound, she called that dog with a 19-inch tongue.
Yay. Oh, my God, this flew by. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up our show for today, and we are so grateful for all of you that came to a live taping of the show on the MSC Seaside. We are delighted
standing
to be here.
A standing
A standing ovation. You can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen. God bless each and every one of you. We will be back on the show live
Wednesday.
Wednesday. And we will also be here on the MSC Seaside tomorrow night, where Rob is hosting a game show and I get to heckle him.
You're going
to
love it. It's like a lot of fun.
For Josh Soroka, Josh, God bless you. God bless Josh, who put this whole thing together. And Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Feel good.
Bye.
Pop,
no sound effect.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.